In this audio boo, I'm going to talk about why small businesses set aims and objectives and what those aims and objectives might be like. First of all, the difference between an aim and an objective. An aim is a longer term target, and objectives are smaller targets that you would set along the way, which will help you to achieve your overall aim. Typical objectives for smaller businesses include survival, which is when a business first starts, they will need to break even. When they break even, this means that they're covering their costs but not yet making a profit. As long as they're able to do that, they're able to continue trading in the short term. In the longer term, the business will look to make a profit. Initially, this will probably be quite a small profit, but over time, the profit targets will get higher. Smaller objectives that they have on the way which help them to achieve the profits will be customer satisfaction, so ensuring that they're providing good customer service and a good product, maybe increasing their market share, so gradually making more sales and taking more of the market. Some businesses will be concerned with things like being ethical, making sure they're being seen to do the right thing. This can include the way they treat people and their treatment of the environment. The reason it's important to have objectives is that objectives can be used to check and to measure that you're going in the right direction. By having key objectives that should be met at certain points, you can see how close you are to achieving those objectives, whether you've met them, and whether you need to aim for new things. This is why objectives should always be SMART objectives. They should be specific, they should be measurable, they should be achievable and realistic. And there should be a time frame in which you would expect them to be completed. You review them regularly to see whether or not you're on target, and if not, what do you need to do to ensure you do achieve them. A barrier sometimes to businesses achieving their aims and objectives is the disagreement between stakeholders within the business as to what those objectives should be. For instance, the owners and shareholders, or shareholders in a business, may want to maximise profits, whereas the employees may want a pay rise. So these two objectives could conflict. So the business would have to ensure that they found a happy medium if the business has continued being successful. Another example could be the business wants to move manufacturing to another country. This could cause problems because the employees could lose jobs, or maybe, from an ethical point of view, the country they're going to hasn't got a great track record in human rights. If we take Bangladesh, for instance, where recently the factory collapsed on workers, this created problems for Primark, who had used those factories along with other retailers. The ethical issue here is, should you be using factories in a country where they haven't got a good safety record, where they're being expected to work ridiculously long hours and paid a very low wage? So in summary, aims and